Right now, as we do each and every week at this time, am I the jerk? So let's find out, because I know we've got a few great P1s that have sent us in some scenarios.
We do. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send your submissions. And fellas, we do need the consensus from everyone after I read these scenarios. So let's just talk it out. It's thoughtful. This is helping the P1, because situations out there are, they abound. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. I found a wallet in a parking lot one night after the bars let out. All the cash, cards, etc. were still intact. I looked at the driver's license, and the address was not too far from where I live, so I figured I'd drop by and return it to the owner. I pull up to the house and ring the ring doorbell and take a step back. Before I could say anything, the lady at the door says she's not interested and cannot not read the no soliciting sign near the door. I attempted several times to get a word in, but eventually turned around and left. I could hear the lady still giving me an earful as I was walking back to my car. I returned to the parking lot and I put the wallet back where I found it. Am I the jerk for returning yes. the wallet? Am I the jerk for returning the wallet to the owner?
No, you're not that jerk, but if you're going to go to the house, leave it on the front door, something, or fight through, like, hey, I've got your wallet, wave it in front of the Ring
and
camera.
Not if you're going to continue to chew me out like nope. that. Okay, you asked for it? Well, then, see ya.
Yeah.
I think
the fact that they didn't take anything from the wallet after being chewed out makes them even less of a jerk.
I think there's
just
something.
I may have taken the cash out at that point.
Nah, come on. So again,
don't act like either one of you wouldn't have done that.
You know what? I may not have taken all of it out, but I definitely would have got lunch.
I wouldn't mess with the credit cards.
I think it's
that's jerk material.
No, and I wouldn't. I would have just left it on the doorstep.
I wouldn't have, especially after they were so mad about just even being on the doorstep. I wouldn't have done that.
I don't think I would have either.
Yeah, but you're wasting your own time going, well, theoretically, going back to the bar to drop it back at the parking lot.
Got
to
prove a point.
I guess you don't want to retaliate.
Put it in your mailbox. I mean, it's like, okay, if there's a sign that says no soliciting, it could be an older person, who knows. I don't want to be bugged. Leave me alone. And then you ring the doorbell again. That person inside is going, what is going on? Please leave me alone. Plus, a lot of women, I know, will not come to the door if they're home alone.
Sure.
And now, it could be, I've got your wallet. That. Oh, I bet you do. You know, and it could be her husband, her boyfriend lost the wallet. I don't even know. I'm not coming to the door. You know, that could be, so to me, like, hey, I'm just going to leave it right here. Whatever. You can see on the ring, I have left something for you. I'm walking back. Have a good one.
And that's probably the right thing to do. And I may
see,
have
at my
a,
core, I'm a nice person.
I may have a little jerk mentality in me to say, hey, you know what? I tried to help you out. Then go find a wallet in your own self. We found a set of keys walking to the garage yesterday. And we 100% did the right thing.
Left a note and put them in the little guard shack.
Yeah. But and I get it. And I'm not the one to just open my door to anyone also.
Yeah.
And if I'm not the one just to say, to press the button and chew someone out on my porch. I don't talk to anyone through my Ring doorbell. And maybe I should start. I don't know. Yeah, I know. And if
personally.
But my whole point is, if you ignore it and you're not chewing me out, then I'll leave your wallet in the mailbox or something like that, or under a mat or something.
To me, who knows? Maybe they're in a bad mood because they lost their wallet and they're trying to cancel all their cards and you interrupted them. And you never know what people are dealing with. So.
Yeah, and you never know what people are trying to do to help you out
right.
if you just start bitching them out like that.
So, yeah, I think just leave the wallet at the house.
Still not a jerk, though, because he made the effort to actually go and drop it off.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. All right. Hello, boys. I live in an apartment complex that has speed bumps that span almost the entire width of the streets. Many of the residents take wide swerves, often into the opposite lane of the street as they approach the speed bumps to avoid driving over the bumps. Their sudden, sharp turns confuse other drivers, i.e. me, as we think they are turning onto another street or into a parking spot. Am I the jerk for getting ridiculously annoyed with people who do this? Thank you for your service. That is P1 Andrews.
I don't think Andrews is the jerk. Is it that difficult in a residential area to drive over a speed bump? I get it in a parking lot. if you're just going around it in a big ass parking lot, but on a residential street, you just.
I've almost gotten hit several times in my own apartment complex due to this same thing. People swerving, trying to get around a speed bump. So I'm right there with them.
Yeah, I think these people are the jerks. I mean, just go over the damn speed bump. Guess what? Here's an idea. Slow down, which is why it's there in the first place, and just go over the speed bump.
I am a speed bump.
You're the jerk.
You're a big jerk.
I try to avoid them at all costs.
Why?
But if they're,
what's the reasoning?
It's kind of
fun. You go wee. No, it's not fun. No,
it's
one
like
goes
a mini mountain.
No one goes wee when they go over speed bump. No, if there's no other cars around me, I will 100% swerve to avoid a speed bump. But if I know there are other people around, then hey, you just go over.
But why in the first place?
It's fun.
Which speed bumps annoy you more? The ones that are like longer, you know, or the ones that are real quick ones?
The quick ones are worse because they're usually higher.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be longer.
Mm-hmm. So not that much.
Yeah,
not that
some
much
of them
bump.
Like, dum, dum.
But I kind of have a low car. Jay. And even if I'm going a little slow over the bump, you can hear a little scrape, and the scraping annoys me. So I try to avoid it if I'm in my low car, my low rider.
I mean, the only thing that I could even try to understand is, I know, and this is a long time ago, there used to be in Rockwall, when I was in high school, if you're the main road that goes through Rockwall Ridge Road, to try to get to 66, a lot of people would cut through this Lakeshore neighborhood. And so many people started doing it because it was quicker, because you'd avoid some lights, that they started putting speed bumps in like all over that. And then at first you're like, what the hell? And it was so jarring that I think a lot of people are trying to zigzag their way around them. And obviously you can't do that anymore. But when they first get placed somewhere, I think you're like, whoa, like, why is this here? And then eventually you just got to be like, okay, this is how it is now.
I will say that, okay, maybe they are jerks for trying to avoid the speed bump. And I'm one. I'm sorry.
Look, I have a newer car, so I don't want to mess it up.
You don't want to scrape the bottom.
Yeah.
Go 5 miles an hour over the speed bump and you won't mess up your car.
I'm going seven.
Yeah. There's no reason to go 5 miles an hour anywhere. Even school zones have 20.
And they don't have speed bumps.
Children.
I will tell you this. If you speed in a school zone, I think you're not only the jerk, you are the a-hole, you are the every word you can say.
I think there should be tons of cops around.
I agree, man.
And you know what? Even if you get
every day.
The latitude of some certain miles per hour above a speed limit, other places shouldn't be that way in a school zone.
I can't stand
you're going
that.
23, you should get pulled over and get a ticket.
Especially in elementary school zones, because those little kids, they don't pay attention. And that's why it's there, is so that you can react.
It's not even three quarters of a mile or anything. I mean, it's so short, the school zone. Just observe those speed limits. Don't be the jerk. All right. Are people who eat at the grocery store while shopping the very groceries they are purchasing jerks?
This is an interesting one.
I've always thought that was balling.
I've done
that. If you're at the store, when I was younger, you go to the store with my mom all the time. And if you had a thing of chips and you're just gnawing on them while you're shopping, but you just give the empty bag so they can scan and pay for it, I always thought that was baller.
I think the only way it could be a jerk is if it's something that is paid for by weight. For instance, like a thing of bananas, and you're just eating a banana as you walk around, because basically you're stealing the banana, because when you check out the bananas, it won't weigh the same. But yeah, I've done that before, because I like we'll go shopping sometimes and I'm starving and I'm like, hey, I'll just open the box and eat them. And then the checkout person like, oh, these are open. I'm like, I open these. You know, I did.
And of course, people are always eating grapes when they walk by.
I've done that like at a big box store that's not a grocery store, like a Target or something of that nature, where I'll grab something like a protein bar as we're walking around and I'll just scan the package at the end because I already ate it.
Right. Of course.
But I'm hungry.
But that's I don't think that's anything jerk about it. You're paying for it. You're just eating it right
there
instead of eating it at the house.
When I was a kid, probably like 4 or 5 years old, you know, at the grocery store, they have that candy section that have like the bins that you can take out.
Yeah.
The bag.
The bulk.
Oh, I would just, my mom would let me loose and I didn't even know. I thought they were just free.
Oh, right,
they're free. I thought it was like Costco sampling or something like that. And so I would just go and eat them. And it took like a year or two for my mom to realize that's what I was doing, and I learned that that's not, they're not free.
Well, sometimes you need a handful of the yogurt pretzels. There's so much waste that goes out. I used to work at a grocery store. They're not missing it.
So you get it and don't even pay for it.
I pay for it, but maybe not two pretzels I grab.
Now everybody's grabbing two pretzels, which is why the cost of pretzels is $1 million. Thanks, Jay.
It is not me.
Yeah, you are single-handedly.
No, but I do that. I do that at convenience stores.
I'm doing
pretzels.
Inflation.
Yeah. Like, you ever go in somewhere, like a convenience store, what have you, and you're really thirsty, so you grab a drink out of the thing, and I'll start drinking it right in there, and then walking around, see what else I want.
As long as you pay for
it. You pay for it in the end.
Again, I thought it was baller when I was coming up.
Well, I'm a baller then.
Okay, you are a baller.
See? Alpha moves.
Look at me. I have qualities.
What? Qualities. All right. Thank you, everyone. Am I the Jerk 1310?
Those are good ones.
At gmail.com. That's where you submit your submissions, like quality.